This is the recollections of Rabban Zal from Rabbi Meir Hershkowitz.
You said the tape was there. I wanted to get out of this. No, the tape was that then I was misad at some things.
I
came from Shulam Yankov Yosef a year earlier. I mean, two Talmidim came from Yankov Yosef to Lakewood. They were sent by the Rosh Hashiva. It was a Talmud from the Rosh Hashiva from Lakewood.
When was that?
I think that I came Tafshin Yud Aleph. I don't know if it's the English. Yeah, I mean, Tafshin Aleph. Elul of Tafshin Yud Aleph.
Called 51.
Then two Bochum came. The next year, I mean, another Chabura came, and my Chabura came together with me. Came Samay Kagan, Yitzhak Wasserman, another few names. I mean, the Talmidim from the Mendel Karavitz, I mean, who was a Talmud from the Rosh Hashiva in Kletsk. It was the change in that point was really a major change in the tzura of Lakewood, I mean, from what it was before. Before, I mean, it was basically started with a kollel, the melayit, I mean, and there was some the ikid of Europe, the Talmidim who came from Europe, or Americans who had gone to learn in Europe, I mean, basically. There was something before also with a period where there was some connection with the Yeshivas of Chaim Berlin, where Talmidim from Chaim Berlin were sent to Lakewood. It was supposed to be that there should be a unique of Talmidim from there, I mean, that went for a few years, I think. I mean, but at the end it didn't work out. It didn't work out that well. And it petered out. I mean, when I came, I think that Kufa was over. Maybe there was a Yochid or two still left from that earlier project. But the Yeshiva was looking to get the American Bochum to, especially, I mean, if that was involved, keeping them from going from college, that made it all more easier to be accepted. I mean, because the Mamash like Atzolos Nefoshes by him, I mean, to get him out of college. I mean, I mean, everything very nervous and the prina that I would have. I mean, that's something that I heard in the Shia from Mendel. I said it over. I mean, he let me finish it. I think I mentioned this again before.
I just forgot.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it before.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. He was the highest Shia in America. Yeah. So, he let me finish, I mean, and then he went into, I mean, but I can assure him he had a different derech. I mean, and he started explaining, I mean, I was lost after 2 minutes, I was lost, I mean, I wasn't able to follow. But he was pretty soft with myself. I think it was partly because it was, he was looking then for American, the Talmidim, I mean, the Mash of the Gebul of the Yeshiva. And also because it was coming from a Talmud, the Talmud of his was sending him Talmidim, I mean, so it was more Neuch Timim Kabul, so it didn't feel like a Shver of Shver, I mean, it was a short piece, I mean, and then he went into saying, but that was Atnosa, the Knesa to Lakewood, I mean. Remember the Yiddish HaKovod was made to feel the awe, in English would say the awe when you were in his presence. I mean, that was there from day one till throughout. I mean, one was never that Hamish to be Hamish, at least myself and probably most of the Talmidim. There may be a few who allowed themselves to somehow to become closer. I mean, it's not that the yeshiva was such a strenger with the Talmidim. He was, especially if we weren't arguing on the shiur or things like that, I mean, he was as soft as butter. I mean, But being in his presence somehow brought on this feeling of awe, you just call it. I think this is Shmuz every week. Shmuz and already also something we weren't accustomed to, that type of a shmuz before. I mean, like it's a different world. I mean, I still remember the Rishon that made when he would get walk on the bima to say shmuz on Yom Eroim or Shishona. Stand there, and start crying. Before he even started speaking, he just started crying. It took him like a minute or so till he got composed. Then he started to talk. Then I was with a gun safari. But just the fact that this deep state and danger about this Rosh Hashanah. The Amos Hadin, I'd never seen such a sight before. That in itself was the most powerful shmooz. Besides whatever he said afterwards, still remember how they pointed there almost every Yom HaNiroim, every year. In the shmooz, he used to mention how the tefillah should be, the great Shemayim. We say in the Torah, like don't shoot him over. When he said them, they were alive. Everywhere they said that they got up Sahius. Then it also included Nevi Shmuz was start to speak about the mass of the Yidden in Russia. Again, so it wasn't threatened. I answered, the generations were lost, torn away from Yiddishkeit, in Russia, this was every, those kufis that's going to be Muhammad, but I think even whenever there was an Ace Sodom Kal Yisrael, there were tufas and he didn't meet at home. That was heard later on, from other people. He came in essence, when the Kal Yisrael, there are such tzoras. But this point, this is very after the call of Shayah, probably it was the matzah from Russia. It was all crying for eating in Russia. I'd never seen that type of a person. It's like living in a different sphere, a different different realm. It's tremendous impact. It's always about the enemy. There's somebody said over. But I heard the yeshiva from the Rebbe, and I wasn't there at that time. I think it was I was gone with the autumn as well. So I missed that time. But what she had said over the yeshiva, they were married 50 years. She can't recall him ever speaking about himself. I think just hearing a statement like that means. Which person doesn't speak about himself? He's busy unloading what's going on. She doesn't recall him ever speaking about himself. His whole essence, as I'm saying, himself was the Bnei Shlomo, the Bnei Shmita, Klal Yisrael. That's filled up his whole. I remember hearing it from him. But there was Yedua, that he had his sister, who was an influence in that scholar, and very much wanted to have an influence on him too. They're there, but his kishreinus, he was an Iluya, it was Menurov, it was known. He would grow and whatever, his opportunities for him were gewaldig. They very much want they say that she used to send them letters when he was ready in Slabodka, and those letters were kept and not given to him, until later. The altar in Slabodka, saw the eitzah that he had with the potential was Ken Waxenbaum. And he saved, it was his achrayus to safeguard him, not all that went to Slobodka. He treasured him and protected him like Kabova Seino, as you do.
It was like. Start again.
Yeah. And exactly. There was a very big valik shreinis in Slobodka. Somebody came to town, I don't remember if it was there, Sameach, another one, the Gedolah came, and people were running to, speaking, learning with him, and Zachnim, and there was another Gilui in the Zachnim. And he was among those that ran. The yeshiva didn't, maybe at the end of it, he was told to go, maybe went, but like on his own. He was sat in yeshiva and learned, he wasn't going to go. Or making impressions of Zachnim, the Struck von der Alte Slobodka was, made in the Stoffen. The one who was running, somehow to make the impression, and Shiva was trying to hide from COVID and from the Zachen. Stemmlichthofen, because it's been waxen, to become the force against this world, even when he wasn't speaking, there was an eponym, you can see it was sheening in the eponym, it was more red. There's a kovid roish in Elul that was mit nicht gesehen ganz hier. Elul is not in Kippur. There was a kovid roish from Ponim, but mit more than the other one. Not that it wasn't there a whole year, but it was an added zach that I think, I don't know if it's called the other main way, but it was a tangible zach that nicker domini roim, what it meant, was it meant Elul. Echabuda came, almost everyone had a fight with parents to be able to go, because, the next step after we graduated high school was college, it was like a portrait, mm-hmm. in every house. So, a muhammad with parents would take off a year before college, for a year. Everyone that went for a year, it was a long year. And it wasn't only because the yeshiva was leichem against college, which he was, and every opportunity was kamat never a thing that he spoke about. Any Indian that he spoke about, but somehow this didn't. Can't find a place in the Zach. The chomer that he had against going to college. Never mentioned names. Moisad or people. But there was you do was facing the men. People remember me. Was you do? That he was there. I've heard that many times he had tried to, with others to organize a Shibiyah, all the yeshivas, and this should be the whole topic, whether it was Leola Biyode, but he was to say the Leuchem, no matter what he was, what the theme of the topic of the kinus would be, this would still find its way in, the achrayis, to be meichem and shlogs that you leichem against that. He wasn't in the yeshiva most of the week. He's become In fact, the yeshiva Thursday night, usually Shlapsach in the beginning, the Shlapsach by bus, I mean, train, bus service, long, you see, Thursday night, we start preparing for the shiur, shiur that he had said so many times, but he would start learning from the beginning, including but the shiur that he had and the chiddush Torah that he had, but he would learn from the Gemara. Starts like fresh, as though he would be learning it the first time, as much as the b'shach the first time, but he started from not saying over what he has. He didn't learn the shiur over. He started learning the sugya, over. From the beginning, as though he would be starting to learn the sugya for the first time, although it must have been the 40th time. I just remember the Haggish, and he would be here till Monday afternoon, after he finished the second shiur. The first shiur was on Shabbos. And summers, it was long summers, they say in the afternoon. And the winters, it was short summers, and it was short, the days were short. He used to say Motzei Shabbos. And then Monday was another shiur. From what we heard, it was adapted already more to geared, that should be able to be miskabel by the Bochum. And so the first part was based a little bit of a chazora on the first shiur. Then he would have usually another derech to miyashiv things, a completely new mahalach, to miyashiv the things. That was the second shiur. After that, Monday afternoon, he would go back. So from Monday afternoon until Thursday, he was in New York. People when he poked the head into the Beis Medrash, he was here. Somehow it was. She was here. Somehow it was. Yeah. You felt there was a different feeling when not Nishgamin Kalampas, more than when it's Nishgamin Eichet. It's a sport. But somehow it was. He was here. Walk in, say the Shia, always carrying a Gemara or a Rambam. Had one of those. Shuls and Rambams, I think it's a very tremendously heavy Rambams. Either a Rambam or a Gemara, never walked in. Everybody stood up, until he got this way. So he's holding a Sefer, everybody understood that that's. Never should be anything. It's just that it bothered. It, on one hand, he knew it had to be like that. If it wouldn't be like that, I don't know. There probably would have been some shmuz. Stop saying kovod. On the other hand, but nishmich nothing personal. It has to do. Cover that trade. So if he walks in with a cipher somehow, I think that was easier. He couldn't walk fast enough to get to the front. We finished with this. My feeling was that he has to go through with it. That's all. He has to be stable with it. Uh-huh. He has to be stable with the COVID.
That's an important point.
That's
a very important point.
Yeah. I'll say it was something that somebody who was in the closest Talmidim, and it's really Makudav Ma'id, he said over, how the rank height, that the Midas, is unbelievable, such a Madrega. But then it said it in the Shurim, it was said with a Gvaldik to keep his Adas, MS, you look in the printed in the Svarim, it's like that, MS Lamita, it's very, very often. Somebody is backed on right, I think, that alone then shows, that the fact that he could speak that way is really made on the Torah Midas, that he didn't, that's why Even if a person that knew very well what's going on and how things are viewed and things, I mean, and he didn't sterzach to speak that way. Alone, because our midas are against the rain. I mean, somebody else put it in another way. I mean, he held so much from the shurim, but it has nothing to do with him. It's though, as though that would be somebody else's shurim. I mean, the shurim, I mean, it's like it's emes lamita again. You know, Sinai. I mean, but it's like, but it was never personal. I mean, like, it's not my chiddush. I mean, like, it was does state. I mean, it does state. He couldn't understand. I mean. How people could go through the sugis without knowing these things. I mean, you're blundering, you're chayshich. I mean, personal of it, like a person is a person. I mean, with human foibles, is that what you call them? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to me, like somehow mixed in, I mean, like, making an impression on them, they see the kayachid. It was just like, this is the pshat. I mean, that was the state. He would say with the concept kippahs, because I mean, this is held as the right pshat. I mean, you can't learn otherwise, and this is the Zayish pshat. I mean, he couldn't understand how you really could go through the sugya without knowing this pshat. I mean, but that's how he spoke about the shurim. I mean, as though they weren't from himself. I mean, like it could be anybody's shurim. It's the pshat, the beer and the sugya. I mean. The Israel, the chinuch, I mean. Amlachi dati, I mean, but that is different. So, I mean, that was under the complete control of the government. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they saw that the sakana for the rape of the children of Israel. Because even though there was tashbar, mm-hmm. but that's only a small percentage, a very small percentage, went to tashbar, which was altayas hakodesh. And the rive of the Olam would not be ending up in Taj, but it would be ending up in this government the school. I mean, it was the government's run schools. I mean, the government funded them, but they had control. I mean, so even the Sigeisna Dati, they call it the names of it. I mean, but that was, yeah, it was Mamlachi, but it was under their control. I mean, they didn't do that.
It's called
Mamlachi Dati. So that's when the Gavon designed to make Chinuch Atzmoy independent. They couldn't undertake to make it independent completely like Hashbar. So there are some elements of Vito. I mean, they have some Lumudi Chol to some degree, but minimal. But basically, I mean, they had to raise a lot of money themselves, and then they would be able to have control, and they would have a siyua from the government alone. They weren't able to make it, I mean, on their own to be able to stay. So he felt achrayus for this, I mean, and neglected the fundraising for Lakewood Yeshiva. I mean, he felt achrayus, I mean, for was it sein in Eretz Yisrael, deiris, I mean, chinuch, I mean, ama chinuch, I mean, he felt chinuch, I mean. He invited to a dinner for chinuch atzmoi, a person that was from Mizrahi, from Mizrahi. And this was his number, I think, a big mechomer by himself. I mean, this is only my hashara. I never heard from him, but I have no speakers by myself that this is, that given that it was the chinuch, I mean, it needed a wider support, and Mizrahi did not support it. I mean, mm-hmm. this person would support it. I mean, his influence in the Mizrahi, I mean, then they would have the support of the Mizrahi. Mm-hmm. That was his desire. And for that, he made him an honorary chairman. Always, I mean, he should be somehow affiliated with this cause. I mean, and get. I mean, not all people understood what was involved. I mean, I would think that that was like must have been a tremendous inner struggle, because on the other hand, he remembers had in Hilva's days. I mean, he had a sharp Hiluki days with this person. And there was a mavuki here. I mean, by going to that, on the one hand, he very much wanted to go to give peace of the town with the nobody says, I mean, you know, not in the New York area. I mean, so it's a spate and a sport and trade. I mean, I mean, he gave chizuk. He felt that at the end he didn't go. He had a problem with going. If he'd go, he felt to me that if he didn't move him, he would have to give shalom to the Mor of the Asra.
Yeah.
He felt giving shalom to the Mor of the Asra would somehow give him a recognition that he didn't want, I mean, somehow that he. Like they're from the same cheder and the same dais and zachen. I mean, you know, he was bleichem against that person's dais and shittas. I mean, so how can you go give him shalom and it'll come out from there that somehow that he has no tainus on his shittas. I mean, so go and not give shalom. No, that he can't do either. I mean, how can you give a person as a patch better? I mean, I said. Can't give it the Mor of the Asra as a patch berab. I mean, to go and not give him shalom. I mean, so what do you do? It was kedai not to go in order not to be able to get me caught in that other mavuka of you couldn't give shalom and you could not give shalom. And of course, if you don't give him goes and then it would come out and on Hilva's day is that he's maskim somehow. I mean, that can be misinterpreted that way. I mean, he had to be very careful. I mean, when any move they made, then he understood that. So you can't do that. And not give him, and a person level, you can't give a person that passion. I mean, he wasn't interested in giving him. But that's when he came to Chinuch Atzmoi, I mean, I understand, because here he didn't feel that he was giving any askamba to the person. It was just getting him that he should support Chinuch Atzmoi. I mean, it will support it. It'll have the support of get the support of Mizrahi. I mean, it'll have the Alter Shtadlis for Atzola from the Chinuch and Israel. I mean, he felt he's allowed to do it. I mean, and in this context, it wouldn't come out that he's somehow with him, because it's part of the work for Chinuch Atzmoi. I mean, so he enlisted his help also for Chinuch Atzmoi. I mean, I think that's why the two things are not a steer. I mean, it used to be Havganas, the things that were going on in Eretz Yisrael, Yis Bonis, Sheris Lumi, to Chimeisim, to Shin Zachem. He was always very strong that they shouldn't make Havganas Berab. I mean, whatever tainus min chot was going on in Eretz Yisrael and how strong the Zachen and how terrible the matzav was, of a goyim daf and doesn't say, goyim shouldn't see that. I mean, goyim doesn't see that. I mean, somebody was always made sure that, I mean, they should hire a hole, a place where they can get a bigger island to make the kinos. Not the rabbi, not in front of the embassy, not in front of the dis. I mean, it was yidua. I mean, that it was a kinos. I mean, in the papers. I mean, it would be. I mean, but it was not for the goyim. I mean, it was only in the. It's just others felt, you know, if you make it the rabbi and the goyim see it. I mean, it's it will have a stronger effect. I mean, maybe because they want much publicity for the state. I mean, but. He held, I mean, Methodist and Shton, I mean, that Goyim should, it wasn't the right, that Goyim should see the Shlomo's visions, that itself is not right. But he took part in these Afghanis and spoke, I mean, very strongly, forcefully. Mizrahi used to have one week in the year when they used to make appeal in all their shuls, which most of the shuls were Mizrahi at that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Orthodox shuls were Mizrahi, Ruba de Ruba, I mean. And there would be Taylor's from what came in, the yeshivas, I don't know how, whatever system they had, there was an appeal that that Shabbos was. I think I was there at that phone call, and one of the heads of the Mizrahi called them up after one of these Afghanis and said that if they don't stop these Afghanis, the Mizrahi. And told them that if they don't stop those Afghanis, to be meicher against the state, then the Mizrahi is going to stop making those appeals. I'm not sure that I was there and saw what they always talk about. I think he turned red like a beet and yelled into the Zahra. Wir sind in great zu hungern. That's how. As much as they needed financial support, but to support the yeshiva, but never would that influence Mashu in Shittus. It was Medaftan, was Mapnishtan, Alpidi Das Taylor. And great so hungry. One name is Reichim, Bechalatekev, Shittus and Zachen, Deis and Zachen. And on a personal level, he's so soft and sensitive. Give me one more mice, and I think that was the only sign for now. They once had a simcha in the Sheva Brachas they made for Abba Labos in Yeshiva. Who was a Messiah of the yeshiva, from the Yazdim, from the first group, married, he was an elderly man already, but he was married, yeshiva made the Sheva Brachas and Mashal Shudas, I think for the Shal Shudas, maybe in the middle of the Adam, he had a Sakotov, who came, a rich man, and Yenna spoke, Vodim was Avegemacht, the whole yeshiva really, what it stood for, Bankwetches, for students, the yeshiva was sitting through it, and you could see, on the other hand, he controlled himself, of course, it was the Sheva Brachas from a person that he invited, I don't think he wanted to share the simcha. That was probably part of it. That's probably the ikazachmi why. Otherwise, I don't think he would have kept it. But it's either the question. It's a hangout mit Eisen Ketten. Not to say anything, but it says dvorim she was metonish lassen gain on amachorim. Till somebody got up and said, sit down, it's not you talking, it's your money talking. It's not the way it made me put an end to it. I felt it was a relief, the yeshiva, but the yeshiva himself, I probably wanted it done, but he didn't want to be done. The Ben Adam HaLeira, the shter, the simcha that he set up for the loyal Balabar. This is somebody else. Nobody had an idea that the person would be out of his mind to speak like that. But you're seeing how, on a personal level, he was soft. When it came to Deus itself, Leichem Kari, anything that is off the track, even Amashahu, could lead to other things. I'm going to leave it for now.